happening around Detroit. And tonight what's happening is Mr. White and myself will be coming down to do the Motor Calendar. And you can check out Zoos in Berlin. But there's an interesting show happening Saturday night at a bar I've never heard of, and it was established in 1876. My goodness. It's got to be one of the oldest bars in Detroit. It's called the Two-Way Inn. It's on Mount Elliott in Nevada, just outside of Hamtramck. And they've got a benefit going on there and Taking on the World. And the Dirty Mitten Funk Band, formerly the Crunk Star, are going to be playing. And I just lost my headphones. Okay, sorry about that. And that's one of the shows happening this weekend. Hounds Below are playing tonight up at the Blind Pig. And Daniel Harrison and the $2 Highway are playing Bullfrogs on Friday night. There's going to be a metal show at the Ritz, of course. Hard Rock and Metal with Hollow Drive, Redfield Burning, Burn the Hearse, Through the Eyes, and Rise from the Ashes. Man, it sounds like a rocking good time. I suggest you bring earplugs. Oh, there's a movie premiere happening in Detroit. It's called The Corner Store. It was filmed here in Detroit. In fact, it was filmed on 6 Mile and at a place called the 6 Mile Express. And their film debut is Friday night at the AMC. It's called Corner Store. And I'm about out of time, I believe. Can I keep talking? Okay. Hell's Bells has got a burlesque show, and they are going to be doing something with Rock and Rummage, along with a live performance by the Aquanets, and that is happening at Callahan's out in Auburn Hills on Friday evening. And they say we are good to go. Let me just keep checking my notes until, oh, the Rogue Satellites. There's a great show for happening Friday night at PJ's. The Electric Lion Soundwave Experiment are doing a show, and this is rare for them to get out and do a show. And it's happening at PJ's Logger House down on Michigan Avenue on Friday night. Along with them will be the Electric Fire Babies and the Rogue Satellites. And the Phantom Shakers are going to be playing at the Royal Oak Brewery on Wednesday. That's always a good time. And they wanted to let me know that they've got a gig at the Arts Beats and Eats on September 3rd. They're always some rocking good time. But I think we're almost out of time. Oh, the High Strung are going to be playing Andalisi's show, The Essential Music, on Tuesday. That's a no-cover show happening at the Majestic Cafe. And I am now officially out of music and out of time.
All right, and we are on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. Very special guest. We have the Paul Warren Project right here in our studio. Hey, guys, are you there?
Great. I'm
okay. Oh, they are certainly here. Hey, well, we're here for a wonderful time. Paul, what are you going to start us off with?
Okay, we're going to do a medley of a song called Steady Rollin' Man, Robert Johnson tune, and we're going to go into one of our originals off the new album called Sweet 16.
Take it away!
All right. We'll be right back.
Johnny. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I need more hi-hat, please.
Oh. Coming right up, sir. In fact, right here.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. In fact, we've got we got Paul Warren right here in our studio today. And you need more hi-hat? Coming up. You got it.
We should have sound checked that.
It'll be there. All right. But I want to tell everybody we have Paul Warren right here in our studio. You can't hear me?
I'm not supposed to hear him.
Paul.
There you are.
Ah, there you are. Okay.
Okay, what?
Oh, just want to say, Paul, could you introduce your band today?
I absolutely can. On the drums, we have Mr. Austin Floyd. On the bass guitar, we have the wonderful Greasy Carlisi. On the keyboards, we have the fantastic John Galvin. And the other guitarist, Jason Bone, had to go to a funeral, his own.
Well, in fact, and you are Paul Warren. You're just a humble local boy, aren't you?
Well, humble, I'm not sure. Local, yeah, I am local. I was raised in Canton and on farms when I was a boy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And in fact, your first recording date was kind of an auspicious occasion.
Yeah, it was pretty monumental. That was very lucky. I was playing a club past, actually, where it used to be on the way here, Ford and Outer Drive, called Jimmy's Lounge with Chris Campbell from Bob Seger's band. He and I worked together a lot. We're both from Plymouth. And a couple guys from Motown dropped in and liked my playing, and I got a call at 3 in the morning after a top 40 gig if I could be at the studio at 10 in the morning, and the song we recorded was Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Down at Motown, huh?
Yeah, at Hitsville, USA. I did an overdub somewhere else. I can't remember the other studio, but we cut the tracks at Hitsville. And it won 5 Grammys, and that kind of started my career.
Hey, and you've been playing ever since?
Not continuously, but for the most part.
All right. Well, that's great. You've been around. You've done just about everything you possibly could.
It's been a lucky career. Yeah, I've been lucky.
Well, that's mighty fine.
Yeah, it is. You're not so bad yourself.
Well, tell you what. Why don't we have some more music, and we'll talk more about your illustrious career.
Okay, thank you. This one comes off of our CD, which is called Round Trip. The Paul Warren Project is the artist. You can look us up PaulWarrenProject.com or ThePaulWarrenProject.com. We have a website and all that. We're on iTunes. We're on Amazon. We're on CD Baby, which is a really good way to, because you can buy the physical CD and get pictures of how pretty we all are.
All right.
And this is a song off that record. They're all originals. This one's called Low Self-Esteem, A Love Story. We'll be right back.
Now, for a guy who started out at Motown, you sound pretty rock and roll here.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of why they hired me. Norman Whitfield was the producer I worked for the most there, and he was going and trying to merge R&B and what he called psychedelic. And the first examples of that would have been Psychedelic Shack and Cloud Nine. And those guys had grown up playing a different style than me, and I was a full-blown rock blues guitarist. And so that's kind of what they were hiring me for, to interject some of that without it being some old guy with heavy strings and a fuzz tone trying to sound young and fresh and current, which yeah. I was at the time, but that was a long time ago.
All right, and you were with one of the first real rock bands at Motown, weren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I played with Rare Earth, the band. They were a real popular band that were signed to Motown. They had a subsidiary label called Rare Earth Records. And when I joined, I just moved to L.A. With Motown. They flew me out when they went out. And Rare Earth kind of disbanded, split. And the new band had Frosty on drums from Lee Michaels' band, whom yeah. I used to go see play and loved. It had Reggie McBride from Stevie Wonder's Wonder Love on bass, who was just an absolute powerhouse. And Jerry LaCroix from Edgar Winter's White Trash was singing lead. And I replaced the guitarist, Ray Manette. And the band was on fire. And the funny thing is the original singer played drums, Pete Horvath. And Pete and Mike Urso, the bass player, and Tommy Baird, the guitar player, put a band together called Hub. And I was in that band as well. They were both on different labels, and they were suing each other. And I was walking a fine line by having both gigs, rather.
Well, you do what you can.
Yeah, I did. I got away with it for about a year.
And you've played with a whole host of people in between.
I did. Well, and right after, well, yeah, my first tour was Pacific Gas and Electric, who had a local hit called Yeah, Are You Ready?
Oh, yeah.
And that was my first trip to Europe as well. I was 17. And then Undisputed Truth, I played on a tune of theirs called Smiling Faces. And that we toured with the Jackson 5, opening for them when Michael was about 12. First show on that tour was Madison Square Gardens. It was very impressive. And then after Rare Earth, Raymond Zarrett from The Doors, a keyboard player from The Doors, we put a band together, and the bass player ended up, when we broke up, joining Blondie and had, you know, some retired multimillionaire over in Italy right now, Nigel Harrison. So, yeah, I mean, I had a band with Andy Frazier from The Free at the same time as well. I was, again, walking a fine line. Got to keep it all going on, you know?
Well, hey, professional musicians have to keep busy, if you can.
Yeah, you have to work when it's there, that's for sure.
All right. And we'll just work our way up for your career here. And I'll let you
You can hear.
I'm listening.
Okay, yeah. But why don't we have some more music?
All right, let's do that. This one's called High Price to Pay. It's a song off our album, Round Trip. And the drummer counts it in. Austin, take us home. Thank you. don't see what is right in front of me. I don't know till the world went wrong, but you can't keep what's already gone.
Had a real nice bluesy feel to it.
Thank you.
Hey, in fact, that's on your brand new record.
It is.
Called
Round Trip.
Round Trip for the Paul Warren Project.
What's your name again?
Hey, Mr. White. I remember that once in a while.
Hey, Roger.
Okay.
No worries. Now you're going to keep this.
We're going to just keep you going. Oh, okay. Hey. Your brand new record, Round Trip, is out and available. People can pick it up at what places?
Well, you've got iTunes, you have Amazon, you have CD Baby, and we're just starting to set up a distribution deal. It won't mean much to the people here, but got a call from a German distributor a few days ago. Just send him some copies, and we'll see how it does over there. I'm working on distribution in Europe right now. In America right now, it's not any of the music stores, but... are there any music stores in America?
Oh, there's a couple left. There's one on the corner of Michigan Avenue.
Mm. Thank God for that.
Yeah. In fact, you are leaving for Europe real soon, aren't you?
Well, no. Actually, I'm leaving Friday for L.A. to record with Rod, my current employer, for about a week. And then we go to Las Vegas for 3 weeks. And then and shortly after that, in October, I go to South America for just around 2 weeks. November, I'm back in Vegas. And then my band here, the Paul Warren Project, we're going to be, we toured Europe last December. We're going to do part of January and part of February this year coming up in mostly Italy. And we have some dates, I think, in Croatia, possibly Germany as well. It's still being put together, but we'll probably be about a three-week European tour.
That'll be great.
Yeah, it will be great.
That's awesome.
In fact, your current employer is that Rod guy is, a guy named Stewart?
Yeah, Rod Stewart is my career. For the last 12 years, I've been playing guitar for Rod, and it's been a good job.
Yeah. In fact, you told me the other day you were at, how many people did you play in front of?
Well, we just played, not last weekend, but the weekend before, outside of Montreal and, for 70,000, and I think it was the weekend before that we were at Hyde Park in London, and I've heard different figures from 60 to 70 there. We had Stevie Nicks sat in with us on that show and did a song, and Ron Wood came out and played guitar on Stay With Me and Maggie May, which he did on the original records.
Yeah.
And Rod and he are still buddies, and yeah, that was quite a thrill. And I, without my knowing it, they recorded it for TV. I saw it on TV last week on VH1. I had no idea, but... So I'm going to have to hustle the European, the British Union, and see where my money is.
There you go.
All right. It sounds like you've been keeping real busy and having a great time.
I am indeed having a really good time. And I'm very much in love with my wife, Melanie, who's probably listening out there right now.
Oh, we hope so.
Get a little laughter saying that tonight. You never know. And this next tune, before you ask me. Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
There she is. Take your top. Put your top back on. Anyway, this next tune is really personal to me. This song, I call it Motown. I went around and around with titles, and it was the most obvious one, was staring me in the face. And it's about when I returned, I came back to Michigan. I moved back here 3 years ago, and I moved back to my hometown, Plymouth, which Canton was right outside of Plymouth. And, you know, Detroit's having a lot of hard times, and I mean, the world is having hard times, but Detroit seemed to be particularly hit. Around the time I came back, as a matter of fact, I had numerous people saying, why would you move back to Michigan now, of all times?
Yeah.
And I said, hey, cheap real estate. No, I didn't. I said, it just felt like it was time to come home. And, you know, I started playing at around 15 professionally and locally here, places like the East Town and the Birmingham Palladium and places, opening for, oddly enough, The Faces with Rod and Jethro Tull and Traffic when I was a kid. And, you know, I went to the Grandy and saw the Jeff Beck Group and Spooky Tooth. But there was a whole music scene happening of local musicians as well. We had the MC5, and Iggy was out there making the world go crazy. And, you know, there was just a lot of great bands, Grand Funk and Bob, of course, you know, who's a religion in this city. And, you know, I just kind of got back here and I felt a little saddened because things had kind of changed, not necessarily for the better, but I've since discovered that Detroit really does still support its own. You're being an example of that right at this moment. And this song's about getting back to, you know, not giving it up, just digging in deep and keeping it together and finding our way back to where we came from. So.
All right. Detroit is still one of the greatest music towns in the world.
It took me like no time. I was, you know, when I got back here, I wanted to put a band together, and a friend of mine, Joe LaGracie, had a jam night, and he allowed me to come down and try out different musicians on, I think it was a Thursday night. And within no time, I had just an amazing assembly of musicians who are in this room right now. And I mean, it was just, and the ones I didn't choose were also, several of them were really good. So this town has always produced fantastic musicians. It's a do-or-die town, and if you don't play very well, you're going to get a beer bottle probably between the eyes. So you really kind of learn to the good ones survive. The ones who survive are really good. So, yeah, it's great to be working with Detroiters again. All right, this song is called Motown, and it's a little homage to the Temptations in this one. Here we go.
I remember the 3rd of September when Papa was a rolling stone. We had found a Motown sound. We had a music we could call our own. I had a hot rod Chevy with a 4x4. I'd take my girl and drive her down to the show. Let me do a little bit more than bullet band and Black Bomb Paris too.
Oh, yeah. Like you say, you got some of the best musicians in town right here. We got Greasy Carlisi over on bass. He's been around. We have Greasy Carlisi on bass, and he's one of the guys that's been around forever.
Yeah, you know, he's like 112, I think.
Oh, almost, sure. Almost.
Yeah. He's even older than I am. Greasy is probably the most in-demand musician for out-of-town musicians that come in town and pick up bands, you know, like... Robert Gordon, Chuck Berry, Dionne Warwick, Captain Tennille.
He's one of those guys that everybody wants. How about the rest of the guys in the band? They've been around a while too.
Yeah, indeed they have. Well, actually, young Austin Floyd, our drummer, has just turned 28, and I hate him for that. He's not worked professionally as a musician much in his life. He's just played around kind of for fun, and when I didn't discover him, but when I first heard him, I said, "What are you doing? You're crazy. What are you doing?" He's like, "I think he drives a truck or something on the side." Or he used to play music on the side, and hopefully he's now driving a truck on the side. But he's a great drummer. He's a young kid, and I think this was the first time in the studio when he cut this album, and it was just remarkable, and I've, you know, been proud to play the record for people in L.A., a lot of professional musicians who, you know, I tell them the story, and they're very impressed. Greasy kind of speaks for himself. He's just always working and never with anybody any good other than myself. And then on the keyboards, Mr. John Galvin is in a very big band called Molly Hatchet, who play, Germany a lot, and tour Europe a lot, and, you know, very hard rock band. John's got a lot of tattoos, and you can't see him here, but he's a very rough guy. Fu Manchu and all that.
Oh, they're hard rock.
Yeah, you know, once I actually got to know him, he wasn't as scary as I thought he was.
Okay. Well, hey, so you got a great band. Everything sounds great. The feed over the air sounds wonderful.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Hey. I'll be the judge of that when I hear the CD.
You
later.
Will.
But I appreciate that very much.
It sounds great out there. So
we've played like two shows. This being not a show, but it's only the second time we've played together probably in a year.
Wow.
So, really?
Now, I'm not making excuses. So I'm happy. Things are sounding pretty good. It's loosened here and there, but we're not, you know, that's rock and roll. And this next tune actually is called Made to Be Loved. And I wrote this with John in mind because he's a biker and all that. And so I had to have something a little bit harder because he kept saying, stop with music. Now. So anyway, we wrote this one with John in mind. It's called Made to Be Loved. sorry, man. I've only got one headphone. I've got the mix that I have when you talk. I don't have our mix back yet. I've only got the mix on that when you talk. I don't have the band mix. I have no drums. I only have one side on the headphones. One, two. Yeah, I've only got one right side.
Okay, can you hear me?
No drums.
No drums?
There's a guitar down the middle. One, two. Yeah, vocals only on the right. Snare's not there at all.
Oh, so the drums aren't in the mix.
Hold on.
They are a little bit.
Okay. Oh, he's got them? Okay, you got them? Okay. And you, yeah. In fact, was that on your new record as well?
It is. That's on the Round Trip CD, which is available on Amazon and CD Baby and on iTunes. And the band is called The Paul Warren Project. And, you know, share a real quick anecdote with you. We just this about a week ago, we noticed that it became available for free on a Russian website. And piracy, we've noticed it come up a few times. And, you know, I mean, I do this for a living, and it's kind of weird. It's so funny how people think that music should be free, but yet they don't do their services for free, which is kind of unusual. I don't understand the concept. So anyway, Melanie has helped me take this thing down from a lot of those. But for you those out there listening, you know, free music means the artist doesn't get paid. And if the artist doesn't get paid, they can't pay their bills, just like if you're, you know, working in a lumberyard or waiting tables. If you don't get paid, it's kind of really become difficult.
Yes,
so,
it can.
Yeah, I mean, I have a 22-year-old daughter, and I've, you know, she no longer lives with me, but I never let her, you know, have any music for free when she was growing up. If she wanted something, you know, I made her wait occasionally, but I tried to buy it for her. Because it's just not right. It's really not right. So that's what I got to say about that.
Okay, well, everybody should pay attention to that. It all gets, if you can't make a living, you can't make the music.
Why would the artist bother? I mean, you know, people say, then we go see them live. You know, a very large part of the income is from the records. It used to be live was just a means to support a CD or a record. And now, I mean, there's a little more money live. But, it's just a very large chunk of change out of our pocketbooks, you know, especially for the songwriters as well, the publishers.
Yep.
I own all my publishing. Anybody wants a deal out there, I'm selling really expensive, but I can sell. I'm considering it. And, and I mean, we toured Europe, as I mentioned, last December, and, you know, it was our first tour over there, so the money was a bit light. So I paid these guys not a lot, but I paid them out of my CD sales. So, you know, that's enough of that. But, and I want to make sure before I forget to thank you, Roger White, for having us out here. This is really nice of you. Just came out of the blue, and we were invited to come over here and play, and I really appreciate it very much.
Well, that's because we only try and get the best music in town.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'll stroke you some more. Go ahead.
No, it's all true that we have
pull
got
my
the,
shirt up a little
we got
bit,
the
Roger,
greatest no. music in town, and we try and get it all right here on WHFR in the Motor Live Drive at 5. In that case, can we get some more music?
Sure. If I got to scratch a little higher. This one's this is also off the CD. This is called Slow Simmer Man. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Turn your lights down dimmer.
I'm a loving man. Play it, John. I appreciate that.
Hey, Paul, I got a question for you.
Okay.
For all our guitar players out in the audience, what are you playing through today?
Oh, okay. Yeah, good question. I'm playing through a 1964 Fender Princeton Reverb amplifier, what they call a blackface. And the guitar I've got is a 1954 Gibson Les Paul made in Kalamazoo, Michigan, back in Gibson's prime. And I've had it converted from, if you're only guitar players will understand this, this is guitar speak, but I had it converted from P90s to PAF. So it's got humbuckers on it. I mean, it's really pretty. It's actually beat to hell a lot.
Yeah.
Lot. Just beat a lot.
It's a well-worn guitar.
Yes, it worn. Oh, you are a punster, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's well beat up, and it's a beautiful guitar. And I have with me also my 59 335. Which I don't think I'm going to have to play. I don't think I'll be breaking a string. But, yeah, I play almost all vintage gear.
And, okay. Yeah. And what do you play when you're out on tour?
Well, I take the Les Paul that I've got on, and I've got another 53 gold top with P90s that I use. I've got a 62 SG. All those are Gibsons. And I have a Gibson J200 acoustic. I have a 1949 Martin acoustic. I have a 55 Stratocaster Fender. And I have a Stratocaster, a Relic Stratocaster. And then the only new guitars I play, they were given to me by a company called Duesenberg. They're out of Germany. And I see them. I see a lot of other artists using them. Some of Tom Petty's guitarists use them. I saw McCartney a couple weeks ago, and his guitar player was using them. Both of his guitar players use them. But other than that, yeah, it's all vintage stuff. I'm a vintage snob.
But, hey, if it sounds good, that's what you want.
It definitely sounds better than the new stuff as a rule. You know, I mean, it's a shame, but craftsmanship is becoming a thing of the past. You know, it's funny, the Duesenbergs are really well made, but they're 100% computer made. And they're very accurate and precise, and for what they are, they're great, but they just don't have the, they don't have the mojo. It's the only word I can think of to use. Who's that beautiful girl sitting next to you?
Oh, this is the almighty Margaret right here.
Hi, Margaret. I don't think we got a chance to meet. You were working when I got here, right?
Yeah. Well, she's been a busy girl today.
Well, good for her. It's just, we like it that way.
Yeah.
Well, once again, I'd like to say on drums, we have Austin Floyd. On bass, we have Greasy Carlisi. And on the keyboards, we have Mr. John Galvin.
And on guitar, Mr. Paul Warren.
Oh, yeah, let's not forget that. Yeah. I kind of thought that without saying, but that's, appreciate that. And I suppose you want us to play some more music here.
We got about 10 minutes left.
I think we know a song that's about 20 minutes long. Let me practice this part real quick.
Okay. And as he practices, we'll let you know next week. Next week on the Motor Live Drive at 5, we're going to have Rachel May and the Distractions featuring Big Al on guitar. So.
Oh. I'm glad you brought that up. I want to thank Big Al. I think he's the one who introduced us.
Yes, he is.
And I'd really like to say thank you for that. He opened for us. We did a CD release party at Callahan's a month ago or so, about 6 weeks ago. And Al's band, and what was the girl's name?
Rachel May.
Yeah, Rachel was singing. And they opened. They were fantastic. They were really good and really nice people as well.
Oh, they are.
We will do anything we can to help them as well. He's been very, very supportive of us.
He's a great player, too.
Yeah, he is a fantastic guitar player. I don't like him for that. I don't know. Next time he opens, I'm going to make him play out a smaller amplifier.
All right.
I suppose you want me to play something.
Well, are you all set? Just about.
Yeah, we are.
All right. Take
it away.
Okay,
this song, real quick. This song's called Back Where I Belong. And this one, again, is about Detroit. It's basically about my coming home. So very personal to me. I hope you like it. Okay, it's long and it's got a lot of parts. Let's see what happens. Go ahead, Johnson.
Everybody sees
right.
Thank you very much.
Thank
all right.
Thank you so much for coming today.
Oh, we have the Paul Warren Band, right? Well, Paul Warren Project.
Thank you.
Right here in the studio today. They put on a great show. Hey, in fact, can you remind people again where they might be? What's the best way to get a hold of Paul Warren?
Okay, I've got a website, thepaulwarrenproject.com. I'm on Facebook. And I think I have a fan page, but I don't handle that. My wife knows. So I don't even know how to get to it. But also, you know, we'll be playing. It's a long time away, but our next gig, because I'm going to be out of town so much, is September 30th at a club called Freddy's in Clinton Township.
Oh, that's a great little place.
I've not been there, but I went out a couple weeks ago, and about five people said, you've got to play Freddy's. So we booked a date there on Saturday, the 30th of September.
All right. We've got that marked down. We'll announce it
Please
when
do.
It comes around.
That. And once again, thank you very much, Roger, on behalf of myself and all the guys in the band.
All right. And the guys, one more time, are?
Okay. Well, we have John Galvin on keyboard. Say hi, John.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. he's drinking a Schlitz malt liquor.
Oh, right. No, he's not at all.
I just have to cut you. I got to be a rebel. It's rock and roll. And we have Greasy Garlisi on bass. And we have, once again, young, handsome Mr. Austin Pretty Boy Floyd on the drums. And Jay Floyd's out there supporting us. Thank you, Jay. Melanie Warren as well. Roger White and his beautiful assistant here. And thank you again, Alan.
Yes,
Alan
Cantino.
Sound. I very much appreciate it. And everybody have a great night.
All right. And we say goodbye to the Paul Warren Project. We got to say, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. And welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery radio drama was king. You'll hear shows like Suspense, The Inner Sanctum, The Obsession, The Weird Circle, Whistler, Mysterious Traveler, and so much more. Back to those mysterious dramas that were almost too scary to listen to in the dark of night. So, if you dare, WHFR now presents Old Time Radio Mysteries for your listening enjoyment.
Autolite and its 96,000 dealers present Suspense. Tonight, Autolite brings you A Killing in Abilene. A suspense play starring Mr. Alan Ladd.
I traveled hard for 300 miles to find the man who killed my brother. I'd come down out of the Snake Range that morning, followed the river trail through the canyon. And that afternoon, I found Pleasant Valley. A handful of buildings, desolate and huddled in the cold shadows of the mountains around. Tall, dark. No man appeared as I rode through the town. Only a dog challenged.